Now, this coming Friday night, September 7th, a special fundraising concert will take place at the Radisson Blu in Little Island, featuring De Dannon, two-time polka, and much more, with proceeds going to the Irish Motor Neuron Disease Association. Joining me on the line now to talk about this fundraising effort and a little bit more besides, I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Geraldine Fitzpatrick. Geraldine, a very good evening.
Good afternoon, Dara.
Or good afternoon, I suppose it is. It isn't evening quite yet. Geraldine, listen, you're very welcome to the programme. Now, I was catching up with you a little bit earlier today and you were telling me you play fiddle and you're from Clannachilty.
That's right, Dara. I was... going to the place you're trying to find something to do. So it took me...
Sorry, your line broke up there for a second there, Geraldine.
Yeah, when I came first, I used to play a bit of golf, but then I was trying to find something that didn't take up as much time. So when I was 40, I started playing the fiddle.
Well, they do say that life begins at 40.
Well, you know, I suppose it's never too old as a point to take up an instrument. So, and thankfully, it has been my saving grace since I got sick. So even though I wouldn't have progressed very much in the intervening years, I'm now playing it daily to keep myself occupied.
Of course. And Geraldine, you were telling me a little bit earlier as well that, you know, you're one of those people, you were driving the length and breadth of the country because of the job that you were in, the company you were working for, your medical rep, up and down the country. You never took time to stand still.
Yes, Dara, but that's the role of a medical rep anyway, so that's quite normal. Where I would leave Clannachilty possibly on a Monday morning and drive to Dublin, have a meeting in Dublin in the afternoon of Monday afternoon, maybe stay overnight, or if not, drive over to Galway and have a breakfast meeting the following morning and come back down to Clannachilty the next day. But that's very normal for people in the sales business, you know. So even though I did the whole country, I just did the 8 oncology centres, which are the 4 in Dublin, Limerick, Cork, Galway and Waterford, and the odd time I went to Donegal. But it would be, you're right, I would have done 70,000 kilometres in the year.
Wow, that's a lot of driving by any stretch of the imagination. But your life took a dramatic change towards the middle or end of last year.
Yes, in September 2017, I had had a fantastic summer. I'd done a lot of, I climbed Mount Snowdon in June. I had gone to the summer school in Leitrim to play fiddle in July. I had this notion that I wanted to buy a camper van, so I hired one, and I took the 6 berth to the east coast of England, to Skegness in the UK, and came back to Electric Picnic with 4 friends at the beginning of September in 2017. And then, in the middle of 2017, I noticed I couldn't turn my toe up towards me, my right toe wouldn't turn up towards me. And a few weeks later, my foot dropped, and I had tripped myself a few times, maybe in the previous 6 months. But I still took no notice, because being the person I was, I would take no notice. I would just keep going. And really, my life hadn't changed. I was still as busy as ever. But I did think that was peculiar, that I couldn't turn up my right toe towards me. And then when the foot dropped, I really got worried and I went to see the GP.
And of course, I mean, going into a GP for any reason, you know, it's not something we'd always be willing to go and do. But there must have been a lot of things going through your mind.
Well, like every, what's the word, best advice or the worst advice, I did what everybody's not supposed to do. I went on Dr. Google. And, of course, I did see motor neurons disease being mentioned. And I think that's probably what prompted me, even though I didn't still, you know, I obviously hoped it wasn't happening. But I did want to get it done. You know, I was concerned because I thought, that's very peculiar that I would have some sort of a neurological deficit in my foot. You know, because I was going to the gym, I was running on the sand dunes here locally, so I was a very fit person. So I did think that was very peculiar. And bearing in mind that I worked in the pharmaceutical industry for 30 years, I would really rarely go to a doctor. So even to be in the surgery was a very rare occurrence for me.
And tell me, Geraldine, I mean, you went to see your GP. Obviously, you know, he was a bit concerned about what he was seeing. So he would have referred you on, I presume, to see a neurologist.
Yeah, it was actually a girl, but it doesn't matter. Anyway, she did. She said to me, she referred me to a neurologist. But the waiting list is absolutely crazy, Dara. There aren't enough neurologists in the country. So the emergency waiting list in the public system, I think it was at the time, it was about 4 months. And so then she, luckily enough, she referred me to both private and public. So I got into the private system, and I got about 4 to 6 weeks later, I got a private appointment in the private hospital. And then he said, he gave me the diagnosis, and he said, I have nothing else to go on apart from the dropped foot, which are showing all the signs of motor neuron disease. And then a few weeks subsequent to that, I got referred to the public system. I guess what happens is, if they have a waiting list and some people don't turn up for the appointments, they then put you up the list, I'm presuming, or they go by the referral letter from the GP. So within the, I got actually seen in both systems between the public and the private. Being worried about it in September, I was confirmed in December, but I had already got the private appointment, we'll say, in November. So it was doubly confirmed between the end of November and the beginning of December last year.
Wow. Well, I can sort of understand to a point, Geraldine, because as I mentioned to you earlier, I went through the whole system of being diagnosed with MS, but I know at one particular point during that, motor neuron was mentioned. So, I mean, I can't begin to imagine, you know, how you felt.
Well, to be honest with you, Dara, I didn't believe it for a good month or a good 6 weeks, and I kept sort of thinking that's actually happening to somebody else, it's not happening to me, because I was still feeling quite well and I was still able to move around. I had a limp at that point, but I thought, you know, I'm still able to move around the house, you know, I wasn't that bad. But and also I think there's it's such a shock to hear that diagnosis that you really don't believe it's happening to you, because as I said to you previous to that, I'd been so fit, I'd been, you know, doing all sorts of activities, so it was, you know, it would never happen to somebody like me, you know, that type of belief, if that's the term. And then, so it went, I'd say it took me a good 2 months to really realise, because I, as I said, was pretty able to move around. But then when we told my family on Stephen's Day, I think my body just went into a complete shutdown and I ended up in CUH for 3 weeks with pneumonia.
Yeah, I can well imagine that, because I'm sure having to pluck up that courage to tell those who are nearest and dearest to you, that's the killer. And that I suppose that's when the realisation really hits.
It is. And, you know, people don't know what to say, and that's quite understandable. And they say to you, but you look fine. And of course I look fine and I sound fine. But, you know, the realistically is, this is, I was getting those fasciculations, those little tremors in my muscles, in my legs. So that was definitely confirming it to me. And I was having it in both legs. So I thought, this is definitely, you know, something serious. It's not just, you know, like a virus or something. So, you know, it's everybody, I suppose nobody wants to actually believe that it's happening, and everybody says the positive things. But sadly, you know, the reality is that you have to accept it. But, you know, it's taken a long time. It's taken a lot of counselling, and I've been very fortunate with my company. They've been very supportive to me. So there's a lot of networks in place that support you during that, supported me during that time. And also I was very, if you know, people, there are some fantastic people in the HSC, like my public health nurse, my physiotherapist, occupational therapist. They actually had things put in place without me knowing. And, you know, when I went into CUH that time on the day after Stephen's Day, I actually came out with a walking frame. That was all done for me, you know, even though I thought I can walk, but actually I couldn't. So there are fantastic people in the HSC that do these things, knowing, as they know from being professional, they know what's ahead of you. But I didn't know what was ahead of me.
Yeah, I can really, you know, I can identify with what you're saying there, where people are coming up saying, and maybe they feel awkward, and of course they do, they don't know what to say to you. But when they say, God, you're looking great and you're sounding great, I suppose for them, they feel they're doing the right thing. But what's going on inside, they can't see.
That is the problem. And I quite understand that they, you know, they say things that they try to be positive. And but you know what? I mean, as an aunt of mine used to say to me, we must all walk this road alone. And it's so true. So what I decided to do is, listen, everybody's trying to be positive. I have my good days. I have my bad days. I will surround myself with positive people. And people understand that if I don't want to talk to them, I don't want to talk to them. But in general, most people are good. You know, some people will say the odds, like I have a wheelchair car now, and a lady said to me, aren't you lucky you can afford to buy that? You know, it's, people are funny what they say, but I don't think they mean any malice by it.
No, I suppose they don't. Look, everybody is different. They react differently. I know in my own case, when I got the MS, good friends that I thought were good friends have ignored me. And then other people I didn't really know, they've all wanted to, you know, because I'm like, I suppose we're like each other. We want to be our own positive people. That's the key.
Oh, there is no doubt about it. I mean, now, I guess I'm lucky. It's my legs at the moment that are affected, so I can still continue. You know, I drive with my hands. I use the scooter when I'm out. I use the rollator when I'm around at home. So, you know, thank God, if you can say thank God, that there's a lot to be lived for still, you know, and that positive people, like, there's no time for negativity. I mean, I suppose there should never be, but unfortunately, through life, that's the way we sort of get accustomed to it. But now I just surround myself with positive people and people that are genuine, and that's the most important thing.
So this is all culminating, I suppose, in something that you've wanted to do, and you wanted to bring groups of musicians and people together for a good night. That's what you're doing on Friday night in the Radisson. De Dannan, two-time polka, much more. I mean, there's going to be dance and music and just a great night, but the most important thing is that the money is going to the Irish Motor Neuron Association.
That is the important thing. I mean, that's apart from, I mean, obviously the HSE people have been phenomenal to me. My local physiotherapists in Clonakilty and in Roscarbery are brilliant, and the nurses and everything. But the Irish Motor Neurons Association, within like a week, I know I did proactively seek out to be a member of the organisation, and the nurses call and they are so brilliant. You know, there's only three nurses in the country, serve the whole country, but they are fantastic. You can ring them at any time if you have a query, and the Motor Neurons Disease Association, it allows me to, now the HSE provides the physiotherapy in Clon, but they allow, I'm able to go there with the help of another person supported by the Motor Neurons Association. So it's kind of two-pronged. Motor Neurons Association offers, you know, they help you with services that you need, but they also invest in research, which is obviously the most important thing, because without knowing what's causing the disease, it's very difficult to find a treatment. The current treatment I'm taking at the moment is 22 years old. It's a really old tablet. So unfortunately, there's no new developments. And unless we invest in research, it's not going to be possible. So it's very important that the Motor Neurons Association is supported.
Now, tickets for the event on Friday night, Geraldine, they're €25. When I look at €25, I'm asking, what can that achieve? Well, €25 can provide 1 hour of home care to somebody with motor neuron. €50 a month pays for one family support and care from one of our nurses throughout their journey. I mean, we're not talking lottery figures here. We're talking small amounts of money, but can have a huge and positive impact and benefit to a person who's on this journey.
Oh, it's incredible. And they are so, what's the great thing about the Motor Neurons Association is that it's a very lean organisation. You ring them up, you ask them for a comment, an opinion, a decision. You get that decision there and then. They either can provide you with the service, or if they can't, they put you in the direction that they, you know, that you can best achieve it. So you're absolutely right. And I get three hours every week from them, which is phenomenal, which means I can go and swim, which means that, like the last day I was in the clinic in CUH, they said my lung capacity is still the same as it was initially. Now, I'm presuming it's because of all the swimming I'm doing.
And the golf.
Well, I can't play golf anymore because I can't walk anymore. But so I'm swimming all of the time now, and that's thanks to the Motor Neurons Association. You know, they're providing somebody that will keep me safe all the time when I'm in the pool.
Right, I understand. So the event on Friday night, it kicks off at 8 o'clock. Tickets are €25. They're available from O'Donovan's Hotel, Clonakilty, Pro Musica in Oliver Plunkett Street, and the Credit Union in Mitchelstown. All proceeds, as we said, are going to the Irish Motor Neuron Disease Association. And get your tickets now to avoid disappointment. And you can also email concertfundraiser0@gmail.com.
And you can also pay on the night if people haven't, if they don't get a chance to go to any of those venues to buy a ticket. They can also buy them on the night on the door. And if they can't even do that, there's an IMNDA concert fundraiser I donate page that they can also use.
Fantastic. And look, at the end of the day, people can come along for a great night of music. If you can afford to, you know, to donate a little bit more, it'll be greatly appreciated. I suppose when we think of Motor Neuron, we think of people like Colin Murray from RTE, or Father Tony Coote now, who has been walking from Dublin to Mallon to raise funds. You know, I don't know what to say to you, Geraldine. I know this is a journey that you're on, but I know that you have a great drive and a determination, and you want to make life as positive as you can for yourself and for others.
Well, this is it, and you're absolutely right. I met Father Tony Coote in Ballydehob, but, you know, every 10,000 counts, if we can reach 10,000, it's phenomenal. You know, all that money will go directly to the Motor Neurons Association.
That's absolutely fantastic. Geraldine, listen, I want to wish you the very, very best on this journey. And I know that our paths will cross again. But listen, for anybody that's around that can make it to the Radisson Blu, it's going to be a great night of music. And there's a jive dancing demonstration from Tom Jive. And there's top prizes. There's a whole load of things. But at the end of the day, the winner in all of this is the Irish Motor Neuron Disease Association. Geraldine, it's been an absolute pleasure and indeed a privilege to talk to you. I will talk to you again, but in the meantime, I want to wish you the very best of success and positivity.
Thank you very much, Dara, and thanks to your listeners. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Take care, Geraldine. All the best. Bye-bye.